Dr. Patricia, good morning.
Good morning, Nathaniel. Thanks for inviting me to speak with you.
Thanks for coming on. Now, Patricia, what exactly are wearables and to what extent are we already seeing them in our day-to-day lives?
Well, the common definition of wearables are the things we know, like Fitbits and maybe heart monitors and technology that we're strapping onto the body. But the, I guess that's begun even since something like a wristwatch is an early form of wearables. But the kinds of wearables that we're thinking about in this project are more about imagining what they could possibly be. I would say that the current generation of wearables, they represent a kind of reductionist view of humans' capacity. So we're thinking about how can we leverage those technologies in wearable devices in order to create more than what we see now, which is used for health monitoring and sort of surveillance technologies. It's kind of reflective of who's funding a lot of the research, which is military and pharmaceutical industries. But they don't really respond so well to our personal, social and cultural needs. So what I'm interested in is things, what I see is very interested in the future of wearables is things where the technologies and the textiles that have a long history and association with the body to start merging together. So in spaces such as looking at biomimicry and looking at macro and biotechnology approaches, there's exciting stuff happening in areas in new material sciences, like graphene, for example, offers all sorts of potential for the future of wearable devices.
Right. Now, you talk about these contemporary issues such as biodiversity, sustainability. So what kind of contemporary issues specifically are these wearable technologies emerging in response to?
For example, I'll talk about some of the ones that are in the exhibition. We're taking a very critical and speculative approach to design and thinking about alternative futures. So I asked all the artist designers, in fact, there were also medical students, computer scientists, and I took a group of 20 students to China. And this is something I've done in various forms called the HIS Cloud Workshop. So we're talking about haptic interfaces. So actually my definition of wearables is a layer between the outside world and the body, which is a kind of an interface, let's say, rather than just a protective covering. And so I asked them to generate what questions and would be issues for the future. And some of those things were thinking about sustainability, environmental sustainability. Others were thinking about consumer culture. So, for example, we've got a piece that is a pollution monitoring device where a scarf automatic, a kind of large, let's say a kind of a wrap comes up over your face automatically when it senses the particulate level to be too high in the environment. We have a beautiful piece that is a kind of knee-worn brace, but the notion was to use any articulating body part to generate power so that you could kind of get off the grid and still have your electronic devices operating. So that's with the prototype that they've made just generates a pair of running pants, and it generates a light, an LED strip that runs down the side of the pants. So we had also a marvellous piece, which is a kind of cocoon worn over the head, and they were thinking about mindfulness. And in China, with lots and lots, particularly in Hong Kong, with lots of neon lights and signage all around, the students made a cocoon to escape from this overload of sort of visual pollution, which involved looking through a screen on the inside of the headpiece, which detected logos and then obliterated them from the environment. So it kind of censored this advertising from the environment that you're sitting in, and that's a kind of portable device. So all of those pieces are going to be on display at the UNSW, University of New South Wales Art and Design Campus in Paddington, as part of the Sydney Design Festival. Yeah.
Right. Now, if you're just tuning into The Daily this morning, we're talking to Patricia Flanagan from UNSW's Faculty of Arts and Design about futuristic wearable technologies. Now, you talk about these pretty grand new technologies that are being developed for this exhibition, but quite often what I find is that they don't really seem too practical in our day-to-day lives. Do you think these technologies might be integrated in our day-to-day lives? For example, this knee brace that you're talking about, would it be able to be adapted to charge our phones one day?
Certainly. And I think what's interesting is if we think about alternative futures, if our designers of the future and our artists are working to, let's say, next year's projected trends, they're not really thinking outside the square very much, and we have a proliferation of the same sorts of things, and not any way to deal with big sorts of issues. So if we think about the future, we think about what's possible, what's plausible, what's probable, and what's preferable. And this kind of mapping gives us like a cone of possibilities. If we think from the present, mapping out into the future, it's much harder to address what's going on in the long term. So the hope is that the kinds of projects that we make, and in fact also my own research pieces, stimulate conversation, critical and speculative discussions about what that future might be in order to map out new sorts of futures. But in response to your particular question, when we worked all around China, as I said, with different makerspaces and startup groups, and one of the spaces we worked in was a hacker space in Beijing, and the Ben Ku, who was the professor there, had developed a little black box which he says contains all the information from Wikipedia, from NASA's databases, and so whenever you come into a range where it can get updated, it constantly updates, but the whole lot's able to get off the grid and give you all this sort of amazing searchable information at your fingertips in a really small box. So we're thinking next year when I take the next group of students to think about that issue in particular, think about individual sustainability, particularly in somewhere like China, the notion of being able to be independent is quite interesting, as well as scale, bringing things down to smaller and sustainable little ecosystems around the body. I would say that I talked about this idea of layering, thinking about wearables. So wearables are not just embedded in our clothing, which are sitting on the surfaces of the skin. They're more and more also connecting and making connections through to data clouds that are encircling around the body and, you know, reaching out globally, interstellar levels, but also in implantable. So even the notion of it being a layer is also totally interspersed. It's connecting with all sorts of biotech that's inside the body and also then to these data clouds. And so how we perceive garments of the future are quite different from what we think about at the moment. But how they'll relate to and respond to those personal, social and cultural needs are by integration with what we're very familiar with, our histories and the textiles and the technologies that are embedded into the clothing that we wear. So by mashing up between, say, hand-making processes and crafting and art pieces that are interspersed with digital processes and, you know, 3D printing and these digital manufacturing techniques, we have a new kind of form of wearables. In fact, with another academic, we're talking about that in terms of a notion we're calling cyborganic. So not quite a cyborg, because that term seems to be colonised by a very much a computing notion, but more the organic side of that. So which is very much biotechnology integrated with nanotechnology, with natural materials.
Right. Well, it's quite interesting to see where it's going to end up. Patricia, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much, Nathaniel. It's been a pleasure to speak to you. I'd like to just invite listeners to join us at the opening of the exhibition. It's happening on Wednesday, the 7th of March, at the University of New South Wales in Paddington campus. So we open at 6 o'clock. We have a performance at 6:30. And actually at 7 o'clock, there's another really interesting panel session called Textile Tactics, Speculate, Debate and Make, which I'm not coordinating, but I'm one of the panelists, where we look at the future of textiles and technologies. So that would be a really rich evening, and I welcome people to come along and learn a lot more.
Right. Well, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you so much, Patricia.
Thanks, Nathaniel. Bye-bye.
Bye.